Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. If you're an iPhone user, you probably know that iOS 13 is already out. Actually, 13.1 came out. Apple had put in a lock screen bug that exposed contacts, apparently, they found it, I guess, after they finalized iOS 13. And so I guess they created 13.1 to fix that bug. But there you go. It's, another one of those, things, and Apple released it, all the fixes and everything, pretty rapidly. But unfortunately, with a lot of these bugs, it can take people a while to get their stuff up to date, of course. There's also now apparently a jailbreak that's on some of the older iPhones, and it's one of those ones that Apple actually can't fix, which, for people that like to jailbreak their iPhones, then that's a good thing. And jailbreaking allows you to run software that maybe Apple doesn't want you to run on the device, or hasn't blessed or something. People do, and it's an interesting way. You can certainly use something like that to look for further bugs in iOS. People could use it to get data off the device or whatever. And this is a pretty low level bug. It's a piece of software that's when the device first powers on that it's burned into the hardware, and it's something that fixing it requires replacing hardware. It's not something that can be updated through software. So it will be interesting to see how that develops. As far as that goes, I don't know, the implication. Apparently it could be developed into a full blown jailbreak, but it's something that, compromises the device at a low level. And so then that can be used for further exploits. So I guess you can't jailbreak the device just yet, it doesn't impact, the newer iPhones, the ones that were released in the last 2 years. But if you've got an iPhone, an X all the way down to a 4S, I guess, those are the phones that are impacted by this. And potentially you can use, again, you could, people that are trying, want to run things that Apple doesn't approve of on the device. There's now maybe another way to make that happen. Something maybe a little less nefarious is that, as part of Apple updating iOS 13, there's some new permission, new things that happen. Certain old apps that used to not prompt you for security permissions are now starting to do that. I now start seeing fairly regular notifications on the phone about my location, certain apps that have been using it in the background, and some of them I'm okay with them using it in the background. It's part of what they're there for. Now, is that great? No, not maybe. Maybe I don't. Maybe those apps should probably not. In some cases, those apps could be removed. In other cases, it's like, well, yeah, I need it to do that because it's serving a specific function. But you're going to start seeing that on a more regular basis, and just having that awareness, I think, is great. Another one of those awareness things is now whenever an app wants to access Bluetooth, it is going to tell you, you're going to get a prompt. It's like, this app needs access to Bluetooth. And so you're starting to get prompted by apps like Facebook. Why does Facebook need access to Bluetooth, beyond like what it would, what's needed for like the, audio or something, right? Bluetooth can be used as a location thing. You can see what other devices are around, and there's also in stores or whatever, there can be Bluetooth beacons to track where you are. It's kind of amazing what they're able to do with all of these different wireless technologies. And if you want to go off the grid, you should probably have all of these radios turned off. Now, I thought I'd heard something that maybe Apple has made it impossible to completely turn off Bluetooth. And considering the number of things that kind of rely on Bluetooth, like an Apple Watch, which I have, or the fact that I can't, that using a wired headset on this thing is probably a little, little more, you know, a little more clunky than it was before. So I'm using Bluetooth a lot. So I guess that can be used against me by other things. This is one of those things it's one of those trade-offs you may not think about. It's like, well, you know, this is, you could say, well, I'm okay with that. And maybe you are, I don't know. I don't go into stores that often. So the other thing, of course, you can, you know, when your phone is looking for Wi-Fi, it's kind of broadcast the SSIDs is looking for. So people can figure out it's your phone that way too. So lots of security things in iOS. And I guess maybe there is something to this whole, the fact that maybe iOS has got, some other issues with it, and maybe newer versions of Android are more secure. The fact that Android's is so fragmented that, that makes it more secure. I don't know. But anyway, bunch of Apple stuff, to talk about, and lots of fun little things. I don't know. This is all the average person probably is just going to get annoyed by all of it and just say yes. And there's always the danger, right? It's decision fatigue. The more decisions I have to make, the more likely I'm just going to say shut up, just leave me alone. And unfortunately, that's maybe not such a great thing, but maybe that's part of the strategy. I don't know.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.